USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A shiny passenger train racing across long empty stretches of American plains may be iconic, but it's an economic anachronism, experts say. The Senate's infrastructure bill gives $66 billion toward the repair of Amtrak lines, nearly 60 cents to Amtrak for every dollar the bill put toward highways. Cato Institute senior fellow Randall O'Toole says people drive 840 times more distance on highways than they take on Amtrak. Homeschooling sees a rise in popularity across the country. Homeschool advocate Carrie McDonald joined Fox and Friends Weekend.
I think a lot of families realized that homeschooling isn't as intimidating as they may have previously thought. They're realizing that there are tremendous online learning resources available to them that are really high quality, much better in many cases than Zoom school that kids have been participating in.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Top Republicans on Friday called on the Biden administration to act on the crisis at the southern border after leaked audio emerged of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas calling the situation there unsustainable.
It's unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we were a couple weeks ago, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We're looking at the policy options. We can't continue like this. Our people in the field can't continue, and our system isn't built for it.
The CDC on Friday officially recommended an additional dose of coronavirus vaccines for certain people with compromised immune systems, clearing the way for doses to be administered to several million Americans as soon as possible. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky signed off on the recommendations for people with moderate to severely compromised immune systems, only a few hours after it was unanimously endorsed by the agency's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A federal judge on Friday said the Biden administration must resume a policy that sees asylum seekers waiting in Mexico for their claims to be heard. The Department of Homeland Security failed to consider several critical factors before axing the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy, U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, a Trump appointee, found. The IRS is once again sending out more money for kids. USA's Wendy King.
Parents in the U.S. will begin receiving their second child tax payments, the IRS says. The first payments went out to eligible recipients a month ago. They're part of President Biden's American Rescue Plan. The new child tax credit increased the maximum of $2,000 to as much as $3,600 and allows families to receive 50% of their child's tax credit from July 15th to December 15th. Many families with qualifying children will receive monthly payments of $300 per month per child. The White House said last month that nearly 40 million American families qualify for the credit, and the funds will benefit roughly 65 million children. Researchers say that an improving economy and special pandemic food aid are other provisions that are helping children in the U.S. The next four payments are scheduled to go out on the 15th of September, October, November, and December. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.